would like to begin with a short background about the system I'm studying here. I'm studying the glassy wing sharpshooter, homodiscalvatrypenis, which is an efficient vector of the xylem-limited bacterium Xylella fastidiosa that causes number of diseases for plant crops, especially here in California, the Persis disease of grapevine. It colonizes naturally both the foregut of the insect vector as well as the xylem vessels of plants, interfering with the fluid flow as well as altering the biochemistry and physiology of the plant. A general mechanism we're working on in our lab involves two separate events. The first one, where the insect vector inoculates the pathogen into a healthy plant through the process of egestion salivation. And the second event involves the acquisition of the bacterium from an infected plant by the insect vector through the ingestion. So this is the general, but we're working on a number of hypotheses and processes involved in this bigger picture, one of which is the salivary biochemistry and physiology of the insect vector. GWS, or the glassy wing sharpshooter, follows a salivary sheath feeding strategy, and this means those insects produce two types of saliva, the solid saliva and a liquid saliva, and depending on physical position, the solid saliva can be either salivary phalange or salivary sheath, and both have a physical function where they assist the attachment of the mouth parts to the plant, as well as sealing the mouth parts inside the plant tissue to assist the uptake of the fluids, as well as to protect the mouth parts of any plant reactions. The liquid saliva, on the other hand, called watery saliva, and they're a mixture of enzymes. In our case here, some people in Davis working on purifying the beta-1,4 stelylase. So it has a chemical function. Let's go over general anatomy of the head of the insect. We're looking at the bottom of the insect head, and the anterior region is called the clypeus, then followed by a small area called the clypellus. Then comes the triangle, the labrum, then the labium, which covers a pair of mandibular stylets and maxillary stylets. Sparing you the long story behind developing a method to collect the saliva, I found that when I brush the clypeus, clypellus, all the way to the labrum, area of the bottom of the head, with a camel hair brush, the insect starts producing saliva. In other words, I just tickle the insect and it produces saliva. And I've tried a number of techniques to collect the secreted saliva, and I found using glass fiber paper is the most practical one, where the saliva would be sucked up by the fiber papers. Then I would place them in protein extraction buffer for analysis. So this technique not only helped us to collect saliva for such a hard insect to work with, but also we were able to visualize for the first time the process of salivation without the usage of any intermediate substrate or medium like an artificial diet. So we see here when the insect is the area of the head is brushed, a small bubble is produced at the tip of the labium, then gradually the maxillary stylets would extend out, themselves producing a droplet of salivary secretion that will slide down the stylets to accumulate at the tip of the labium. Also, for the first time, we were able to observe the solidification process of the salivary sheath. So here, the white area here, it's actually some of the saliva is gradually solidifying, and it grows, gradually solidifies to form a full salivary sheath. So the take-home message of this is saliva is produced as a one unit, both liquid saliva and the solid saliva. And the physical separation takes place later when some of the saliva solidifies, forming the salivary sheath. Also, we were able to see some of a reversible reaction, solidification, liquefaction process of localized regions of the salivary sheath. Here, we're looking at the labium, the upper surface of the labium, where some of the saliva accumulated, forming a small piece of sheath. And as I keep tickling the bug, producing saliva, I'm sorry. So the secreted saliva would solubilize small regions of the salivary sheath, and this can happen in a cycle where without further secretion it would gradually start to solidify, then it would secrete some more, and small regions would be liquefied. To generate a profile and have just preliminary data about the saliva, I wanted to compare the secretions I collected to something we know and we can visualize, which is the salivary sheath. So I placed number of insects on unstressed parafilm to feed on distilled water. Then I would remove the parafilm and individually collect the sheath and phalange from the parafilm and put them in denaturing buffer so I can have a better understanding and I can identify the proteins in a better way. So just as a beginning of the project, we wanted to do 1D gels. This is an SDS page stained with silver stain. We have the molecular marker, negative control, and the band here corresponds to protease inhibitor cocktail we put in the protein extraction buffer. We have gland extract here, hemolymph, salivary secretions, and those are the ones I collected using the fiber paper, and this is the salivary sheath. We found that the salivary secretions, and this is, by the way, an overstained or developed for a longer time gel, we found that the salivary secretion consists of a large number of proteins. But the distinct ones are, one of them is a hemolymph protein here, and the most abundant one is a 12 kilodalton protein here at the bottom of the gel. The salivary sheath, on the other hand, also had the same mixer, large mixture of proteins that we think are trapped and encased in those salivary sheath proteins, but three distinct bands were identified, this 15, 16, and 17 kilodalton bands here. And we think those are the ones involved in making the physical structure of the salivary sheath and involved in the coagulation, the relatively fast coagulation to make the structure. But why those proteins are not seen in the total salivary secretion we collected using the fiber paper? And I think this is either because I overstained this particular gel, I doubt it, or when we collect the saliva, some of those proteins actually solidify on the fiber paper and they won't remain in suspension in the solution when we collect the saliva for analysis. Also, this 12 kilodalton is absent in the salivary sheath, so we would suspect that this 12 kilodalton is involved in making the sheath. Just the last experiment I did earlier, I wanted to see the relationship between the saliva, the secreted saliva, and the transmission of the bacterium. So I placed GFP-expressing xylella, insect-acquired the GFP-expressing xylella on parafilm and took the sheath and phalange and looked at confocal microscopy. And here we see the salivary phalange, number of GFP-expressing xylella encased in the phalange, and this yellow is an autofluorescent of the phalange. And the same thing in the salivary sheath. We see those bacterium encased inside the sheath. I'd like to thank those people at the USDA and Parlier, as well as my advisor on Fresno State, and all of you. Thanks. Any questions? I've tried this to answer if I tried the technique to other species. I've tried it for the smoke tree sharpshooter, also for the three-cornered alfalfa tree hopper, but the saliva is different and maybe an interesting project to investigate in.